With Michigan Radio News, I'm Steve Carmody. Donald Trump's strength among white, blue-collar male voters powered him to victory in the Republican primaries, including Michigan's. But the question is whether he can expand his hold on this key demographic group. It's a sunny day in downtown Cleveland, and the food trucks are doing a brisk business. Joseph Albrecht is among those waiting his turn. He works construction. He says he used to have his own business until Obamacare came along. Now, he's planning to vote for Donald Trump.
You know, he's not perfect, but, I'll take Trump over any of these other politicians right now because he can't be any worse than any of them. He really can't.
Joseph Albrecht fits a very specific Trump voter demographic. He's a blue-collar, white man who previously was not necessarily a Republican voter. Trump's ability to engage with this group propelled him to the Republican presidential nomination. Donald Trump won Michigan's Republican presidential primary in March with 36% of the vote. But exit polls showed he did particularly well with men, getting votes from more than 40% of them who voted in the Republican primary. And a lot of them were first-time GOP voters. A New York Times exit poll showed more than half never voted in a GOP primary before. Trump's appeal to blue-collar, white men has the attention of longtime Republican leaders in Michigan. Peter Seccia is such a pillar of Michigan's Republican Party, his name is on their headquarters in Lansing. Seccia didn't back Trump initially, but he believes Trump is bringing new voters to the GOP.
And when you watch biker Dick and truck driver Frank, and you see all these Joe the Plumbers, you know that Donald Trump is speaking to them. We've been trying to speak to them for the 50 years I've been in politics.
But Republicans have an uphill climb in Michigan in presidential election years. Steve Mitchell is with Marketing Resource Group, a company that specializes in public relations and public opinion research.
Michigan is, I think, probably about, on an average day, about a 5% Democratic state. So the Democrat starts off with a 5% advantage, and where can the Republicans peel off just 2.5% to make that even? And white labor, older white labor union members would be one of those areas.
But there is a question as to how much deeper Donald Trump can mine for votes among older blue-collar white men in Michigan. Nicholas Valentino is a political scientist at the University of Michigan. He believes Trump has been able to do well with white men concerned about immigration and trade, but he thinks there's a limit to the inroads Trump can make with traditionally Democratic voters.
There aren't enough, I think, let's say, conservative immigration voters who are conservative on immigration, but who are, say, Democrats on many other issues.
But a recent poll suggests Trump does have a path to victory in Michigan. The poll by Marketing Resource Group found Hillary Clinton led Donald Trump by 5 percentage points in Michigan, with third-party candidates trailing far behind. But the same poll found 35% are still undecided. Reporting from the Republican National Convention, I'm Steve Carmody in Cleveland.